Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is what the pandemic has done to us. I found myself watching Rick Springfield videos. You know, he's got an Instagram feed.
Wow.
I went down the rabbit hole.
Your life.
I spent 45 minutes watching Rick Springfield. He's teaching me how to play Jesse's Girl on his Instagram feed.
I mean, I like Rick Springfield, but
I've done that, though.
That's all the time.
That's what we're doing. It's a loopy time.
You just start clicking and clicking and clicking, and it connects you and connects you, and then there you are.
Let me ask you something else about your time at home with your significant other, because this is, I wanted to share this with you guys. This happened to me, and I wanted to see if something like this has happened to you. The three of us have worked together for, what's 4 or 5 years?
5 years,
point, right?
I think. So. Yeah, yeah. 5 years.
Kendra's around the corner. She can't see me, but Sue, you can see me. Mm-hmm. Notice anything different about me today?
I do. I noticed it right away.
Okay. And Kendra, did you notice anything about me when you saw me today?
I didn't, but I wasn't close enough to you long enough. I want to come by and look.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I feel left out.
His face is as smooth as a baby's rear end. He shaved off his beard.
I shaved my beard. I had a Corona beard going.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit, it wasn't much of a beard. You know, I'm not.
But it was noticeable.
Yeah,
I mean,
not Ron Swanson, but it was two weeks of a beard.
Yeah,
right? So I've been growing this thing, and the entire time I've been home, listen to this. My wife has not said one word to me about growing this beard. Okay?
So she's never said a single word the entire few weeks that you've been letting it grow out. She never said, "Oh, you're growing out your beard." Nothing.
Yeah, or like,
not
ooh,
a
I like
okay.
that.
Other
nice.
People have commented on it. She has.
Okay.
She has, folded
she has
her
remained
arms
silent
and cast her eyes downward and not said a single word.
And then yesterday.
So yesterday, mm-hmm. right? I get home in the middle of, and my wife is working at home yesterday. I'm home. And I had to do a Zoom conference, and I saw myself on the Zoom conference, and I had to do another one later.
And you were like, oh God, this has got to go.
I went, hell with it. What am I doing? I'm going to shave this thing off. Look at me. So I shave in the middle of the day yesterday at like noon. I'm upstairs and I shave my beard completely off. And then I go on my other Zoom call and I come downstairs and my wife is there. Not one word.
Nothing, not even like a facial expression or
nothing.
Like a twinkle in her eye or not a twinkle in her eye.
For nothing.
For the rest of the day. No acknowledgement of it
yeah.
at all.
No, this is what it's come to.
I don't think she noticed.
Yeah.
I don't think she did either.
No, it's the oblivious pandemic syndrome.
We're
like,
sleepwalking.
I feel
through.
Like we're oblivious. Yeah, my husband's oblivious. He doesn't know when I come home, when I go. I'm like, hi, when I get home. He's working from home in the basement. Yeah, it's
you
like.
Again.
I could.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's not like running in slow motion to embrace me. No, he barely looks up. Sometimes he doesn't look up. He's just like, hey.
I had a beard. I mean, it's gone. Like, I look completely different.
It was your face. It's not like it was just part of like the day. It was like on your physical face. Like, you have to look at your face. You can't get away from it. Like,
and Kendra likes the beard. I like you better without the beard.
I love the beard. I like the scruffy. The scruffy look.
It was something I'd never done it before. I think the longest I'd ever done it. I'd ever grown it without. Like I'll go let it go 3 or 4 days and go. It's too itchy. I gotta scratch.
But now I almost wish you would do something even crazier
to see if she'll notice.
Like dye your hair green or purple,
right.
And then just walk up and be like, "Hey, Kathy,
the whiskers
how's
in
it
the
going?
Sink." She would notice that. She'd notice the hair in the drain and the whiskers in the sink. But she
no, I think
know,
you
like,
go.
Where did this come from?
You go bright. You go bright
tips.
Purple.
Do like frosted tips or something in your hair, like old NSYNC, like early, like mid '90s style, and just start like frosting your tips.
She'd you got to go extreme.
She'd say that again because I did that actually in the mid '90s.
You did not.
All right, let's not go there.
Well, so if you're having, whatever kind of day you're having, just know it could be a little bit worse. You could have grown an entire 2-week Corona beard, shave it off entirely, and the closest person to you in your life would not necessarily notice.
Yeah.
She's got other things going on, I guess. And maybe I could probably do the same thing, whereas there's probably things about her that I'm missing entirely, too.
I'm sure you
you're pretty observant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.